Heart health is one of the most critical aspects of overall well-being. Your heart works tirelessly, pumping blood throughout your body, supplying oxygen, and removing waste. Yet, it's often easy to take this vital organ for granted until something goes wrong. Supporting heart health naturally isn't just about preventing disease, it's about optimizing your body's most essential functions to live a longer, healthier life. In this episode, we'll explore how to support heart health naturally, delve into the physiology of the heart, and share stories from famous figures and people I know who have made significant changes to protect their hearts. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we dive into health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're focusing on heart health, a topic that's not just for those at risk of heart disease, but for everyone who wants to live a full and vibrant life. Whether you have a family history of heart issues or just want to make sure your heart stays healthy, understanding the physiology and learning natural ways to support your heart can make a significant difference. The physiology of the heart. The heart is a muscular organ, roughly the size of a fist, located in the center of your chest. It consists of four chambers, two atria and two ventricles. The right side of the heart receives deoxygenated blood from the body and pumps it to the lungs, where it picks up oxygen. The left side of the heart then receives the oxygen-rich blood from the lungs and pumps it out to the rest of the body. This process is known as circulation and is essential for delivering oxygen and nutrients to tissues and removing carbon dioxide and waste products. The heart operates under a precise electrical system that controls the rhythm of its contractions. The sinoatrial SET node, located in the right atrium, acts as the heart's natural pacemaker, sending out electrical signals that cause the heart to beat. These signals travel through the heart muscle, coordinating the contraction of the chambers to ensure blood is pumped efficiently. When the heart's electrical system is functioning correctly, the heart beats in a regular, steady rhythm. However, disruptions in this system can lead to arrhythmias or irregular heartbeats, which can be harmless or life-threatening depending on their nature. The importance of natural heart health, stories from famous figures and familiar faces. Supporting heart health naturally is not just about avoiding heart disease, but about ensuring that your heart functions optimally throughout your life. Many people, including well-known public figures, have made significant lifestyle changes to protect their hearts. One famous example is former U.S. President Bill Clinton. After undergoing heart surgery in 2004 due to blocked arteries, Clinton made drastic changes to his lifestyle. He adopted a plant-based diet, significantly reducing his intake of saturated fats and cholesterol. Clinton's decision to focus on heart health wasn't just about recovery, but about preventing further issues. His journey has been an inspiration to many, showing how powerful lifestyle changes can be in supporting heart health. Closer to home, my friend Steve had a similar wake-up call. In his late 40s, Steve was diagnosed with high blood pressure and high cholesterol, two major risk factors for heart disease. His doctor warned him that if he didn't make some changes, he was on the path to a heart attack. Steve, who had always been a fan of fast food and rarely exercised, decided to turn his life around. He started by cutting out processed foods, incorporating more fruits and vegetables into his diet, and taking up walking. Over time, Steve noticed that not only did his blood pressure and cholesterol levels improve, but he also felt more energetic and less stressed. Supporting heart health through diet. One of the most effective ways to support heart health naturally is through diet. The foods you eat can have a profound impact on your heart's function and overall health. A heart-healthy diet is rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, while being low in saturated fats, trans fats, cholesterol, and sodium. The Mediterranean diet, one of the most studied and recommended diets for heart health, is the Mediterranean diet. This eating pattern emphasizes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and healthy fats, particularly from olive oil. It also includes moderate amounts of fish and poultry, with limited red meat and sweets. The Mediterranean diet has been shown to reduce the risk of heart disease by improving cholesterol levels, lowering blood pressure, and reducing inflammation. Steve adopted a version of the Mediterranean diet as part of his lifestyle changes. He started cooking meals at home using fresh ingredients like olive oil, garlic, and plenty of vegetables. The switch not only helped him lose weight, but also brought his cholesterol levels back to a healthy range. Omega-3 fatty acids. Another key component of a heart-healthy diet is omega-3 fatty acids, found in fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, and sardines, as well as in flax seeds and walnuts. Omega-3s have been shown to reduce inflammation, lower blood pressure, and decrease the risk of arrhythmias. Bill Clinton, after his heart surgery, began incorporating more omega-3 rich foods into his diet, such as fish and flax seeds. He also made a point to reduce his intake of red meat, which is high in saturated fats. Reducing sodium, excessive sodium intake, can lead to high blood pressure, a significant risk factor for heart disease. Reducing sodium in your diet can help lower blood pressure and reduce the strain on your heart. This means being mindful of not just the salt you add to food, but also the sodium content in processed and restaurant foods. Steve was shocked to learn how much sodium he was consuming in his favorite takeout meals. By preparing more meals at home and using herbs and spices for flavor instead of salt, he was able to significantly reduce his sodium intake. Exercise and heart health. Regular physical activity is another cornerstone of heart health. Exercise strengthens the heart muscle, improves circulation, and helps manage weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. The American Heart Association recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity, such as brisk walking, per week. Cardiovascular exercise. Activities that get your heart pumping, like walking, running, swimming, or cycling, are particularly beneficial for heart health. These exercises help improve the efficiency of your heart, lower blood pressure, and boost good cholesterol, HDL, levels. Steve found that walking was the easiest way to start exercising. He began with short walks around his neighborhood and gradually increased the distance and intensity as his fitness improved. This simple change not only helped his heart, but also provided a much-needed stress relief after a long day at work. Strength training. Strength training is also important for heart health. Building muscle can help your body burn calories more efficiently, reduce fat, and improve overall cardiovascular health. Incorporating exercises like lifting weights, using resistance bands, or bodyweight exercises such as push-ups and squats can enhance your heart health. Bill Clinton, as part of his post-surgery routine, included strength training exercises to build muscle and maintain a healthy weight. Combined with his dietary changes, this helped him stay fit and keep his heart strong. Managing stress for heart health. Chronic stress is a significant risk factor for heart disease. It can contribute to high blood pressure, unhealthy eating habits, and other behaviors that negatively impact heart health. Finding effective ways to manage stress is crucial for maintaining a healthy heart. Mindfulness and meditation. Practices like mindfulness and meditation can help reduce stress and improve heart health. These techniques focus on calming the mind, reducing anxiety, and promoting a sense of well-being. Bill Clinton, after his heart surgery, adopted meditation as part of his daily routine. He found that taking time each day to meditate not only reduced his stress levels, but also helped him stay focused on his health goals. Exercise as stress relief. Physical activity, particularly aerobic exercise, is also a powerful stress reliever. Exercise releases endorphins, which are natural mood boosters, and helps distract from daily stressors. Steve, who often felt overwhelmed by work and health concerns, found that his daily walks became a form of meditation. The combination of movement and being outdoors provided him with a mental break and improved his overall outlook. Social connections. Maintaining strong social connections is also important for heart health. Loneliness and social isolation have been linked to an increased risk of heart disease. Engaging in activities with friends and family, participating in community events, or joining clubs or groups can help build a support system that contributes to heart health. My Aunt Carol, who had struggled with loneliness after her husband passed away, found that joining a local gardening club not only helped her stay active, but also provided her with a new community. The social interaction and shared interests lifted her spirits and gave her a sense of purpose, which positively impacted her heart health. Myths and misconceptions about heart health. There are many myths about heart health that can lead to confusion and poor decision-making. One common misconception is that heart disease is only a concern for older adults. In reality, heart health should be a priority at every age, as the habits you develop in your younger years can significantly impact your heart health later in life. Another myth is that as long as you're not overweight, you're not at risk for heart disease. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, other factors like diet, exercise, stress, and genetics also play a crucial role in heart health. It's possible to have a healthy weight but still have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or other risk factors for heart disease. Conclusion: taking control of your heart health. Supporting heart health naturally is about making small, consistent changes that add up over time. Whether it's adopting a heart-healthy diet, incorporating regular exercise, managing stress, or staying socially connected, these steps can help you protect your heart and enjoy a healthier life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into how you can support your heart health naturally. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, your heart is the engine that keeps your body running. Take care of it, and it will take care of you. Until next time, take care.